Good evening, good evening. A very good evening to you. Welcome to this Wednesday evening daily bread. Amen. I will not give you a reminder of how long we have been doing this small devotional on Wednesday evenings, but what I will give you is a thank you to each and every one of you that has continued to be faithful, that has continued to make time out of your busy weeks to listen in, whether it is the Wednesday we post the small devotional, or later on in the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, amen, Sunday, whenever it may be. We want to say thank you so much for your continual faithfulness in listening in. Amen. I'll be the first to tell you, I know things seem to be crazy. Things seem to be so busy. We find ourselves already in the month of August. Amen. And I was speaking to the pastors earlier this week how it seems like it's kind of, this year has kind of been like a roller coaster. And if you've ever been on a roller coaster, they kind of start out slow and then they usually have a big drop, and then they do a couple of twists and turns, and then they go to maybe the highest peak of that particular ride, and then they have one big drop and it just speeds down. And I was mentioning how that's how this year kind of feels like. We started in January and everything took off, and here we are, we find ourselves in August, and it's like now everything is shooting down so fast, you know, September, October, November. It's like Thanksgiving's just around the corner, and before you know it, Christmas will be here, the holidays, and then before you know it, praise God, we'll be celebrating a brand new year, 2026. Amen. So, again, we appreciate each and every one of you making time out of your busy schedule to listen in. Amen. And as always, I'd like to welcome you to First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where this year we have changed our confession to "where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name." Amen. Transformation. Amen. That is what Pastor Jesse has been speaking on throughout this year. Amen. And I believe that's what he's going to continue to speak all the way into the new year. Amen. Transformation. Amen. That we are not the same. Amen. And how good was it to have Pastor Rose with us last Wednesday here on the Daily Bread? Amen. Every day she is getting stronger. Every day healed. Amen. Keep her in your prayers still. Pray that you keep each pastor, Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose, in your prayers. Amen. They're a blessing to us. They are needful to First's Kingdom Family Church, and they are needful to the body of Christ. Amen. So, again, I know all of you are busy out there, but make a little time throughout your week to just lift up the prayer, just lift up the pastors in your prayers. Amen. That we thank God that they are healthy and strong. Amen. Sharp alerts minds. They are protected. Amen. Amen. Healthy and whole. Amen. And that they are sensitive to the Holy Spirit for our benefit. Amen. So again, it was good to hear Pastor Rose's message last Wednesday. I enjoyed it myself. Amen. So if you are new around here, we welcome you. Amen. We welcome you to First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. We pray you give us a little time. Amen. To show what God can do in your life through this ministry. Amen. We pray you give us a little time to see how God can work in your life through this ministry. Amen. So if you're new around here, somebody invited you to listen in, we say welcome, welcome, welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. Now, with some of the pleasantries out of the way, I will try and keep this short. Again, I know a lot of us, or a lot of you, are very busy. A lot of you have a lot on your plate. Amen. So I will try not to take up too much of your time. Amen. But we do want to address certain things. And one of the things we try and do here on the Wednesday evening is we try and present to you these small devotionals. Pastor Rose, myself, our healing service, the last Wednesday every month, that we present these as a little pick-me-up to get you through your week, amen, so to speak. I know, again, a lot of you are busy, and a lot of you are dealing with different issues in your lives and in your family's lives. So we pray that these are small encouragement messages that can uplift you, encourage you, and get you through your week into Sunday evening. Amen. Or should I say Sunday? Amen. Whether you attend First is Kingdom Family Church, whether you attend a different church. Amen. As long as you are involved in a church, that is what we pray is most important. Amen. So, a lot of things are going on in this world. Amen. I know I try not to get too crazy when it comes to the news. I've been good at just keeping up with a little bit of current events here and there, just so I am aware of what's going on. Not be naive, but not to be naive of what's going on, or to look away, or to stick my head in the sand. Nope. But I've learned to get just enough to where I'm not obsessing over things, or worrying about things, or letting certain things stick in my head. So if you are a person that doesn't watch the news, that's praise. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're a person who watches the news and keeps up with current events, that's also fine. Amen. Not trying to say one is better than the other. Amen. To each his own. But this evening's small message that I have for you here on August the 13th already is entitled, God is Good. God is Good. And if you're taking notes, or you have your Bible with you, the scripture I will give you is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, 9. It says, You are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful life. Amen? It says, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Amen? Darkness and light. Amen? And how many of us know before God showed up, we were in darkness? And how many of us know that when we gave our lives to the Lord, he brought us into what? His wonderful light. Amen? So 1 Peter 2:9 is the verse that we're going to be touching on this evening. And we'll jump right in to what it says. It says, God is good and he makes all things good. Amen? God is good and he makes all things good. You know, if you watch the news, like Pastor Jesse says, 99% of it is bad, and 1% towards the later end of the newscast, they show a little bit of good, which is pretty true. Amen. But how many of us know God is good and he makes all things good? Amen. It says evil is the absence of God's goodness. Did you catch that? It says, evil is the absence of God's goodness. Amen? God is good and he makes all things good. Evil is the absence of God's goodness. Amen? It says, like light and darkness, goodness cannot exist in the same place as evil. You might be thinking to yourself, repeat that again. It says, like light and darkness, goodness cannot exist in the same place as evil. The world, however, often seems to exist in shades of gray. Amen? How many of us know that? That the world operates a lot in the shades of gray. It says, light and darkness tangled together to become something inseparable, and the resulting shadows breed uncertainty. Amen? Breed uncertainty. Now, if you watch any of the news, each telecast, having a little trouble with that word, but each telecast has an undertone of uncertainty. Amen? It's almost like they want you to feel that way. Amen? It says, politicians, activists, and corporations love uncertainty because it encourages a second look at what once seemed certain. Amen. How many know there's corporations, there's people out there that they right now they love the uncertainty that we are seeing around the world. Amen. It says what society believed was good has shifted, but God never shifts. His goodness is certain. Did you catch that? Amongst all this under uncertainty, against all these different media outlets that are pushing that uncertainty, a lot of times they push fear, amen, worry, doubt, calamity, amen. It's good to know that what did it say right here? It says, God never shifts. His goodness is certain. Amen? So if you're a child of God, like I'm a child of God, we know that we don't follow what the world's tone is. We don't follow what the world's agenda is. We don't follow what the world is pushing as far as society being uncertain, calamity, doom, destruction. Amen? Rumors of war. Amen. We don't follow that. Amen. We don't listen to that. That doesn't mean we don't pay attention to it. And that doesn't mean we don't take notice to it. No. But what does it say right here? It says, God never shifts. His goodness is certain. Amen. Our hope, our trust is in who? Our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now, the confession that goes along with this first part that I have shared with you sounds like this. Thank you, God, for choosing to share your goodness with me. Amen. Repeat that with me. Say, thank you, God, for choosing to share your goodness with me. Amen. We'll say that one more time. Thank you, God, for choosing to share your goodness with me. Amen. Isn't that something that we can hold on to? Something that we can get excited? Something that we can be happy at? That what? That we thank God for choosing to share his goodness with us. Amen? Amen. Again, the scripture we're looking at this evening is found in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It says, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, and that we may proclaim the excellence of him who called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. May proclaim the excellences of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In other words, God calling us into his marvelous light. Amen? Now, it says, let's begin with this. God is good. You know that. I know that. I know there you can take a few seconds this evening and think of when was the last example or when was the last time God showed his goodness in your life. Amen? It shouldn't take that long for you to remember. Amen? It might have happened a couple of days ago. It might have even happened today. Amen? But God is good and shows up each and every day in our lives. Amen? It says, now decipher the light from the darkness, the good from the evil, knowing that God doesn't change and is always good. If you can, if you're listening to the underlying message in what I'm sharing with you this evening, is that God doesn't change and that God is always good. Amen? It says he is good in unemployment, in sickness. You might be thinking to yourself, whoa, 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 wait, hold up. In sickness? Yes, it says in sickness, in despair, in bankruptcy, in another's betrayal, even when it seems like darkness is all around. Amen? All of those things happen in not your daily life, but at some point in your life. Amen? You've experienced maybe one or several of those things. Amen? Some of us might have found ourselves unemployed at some time in our life. Some of us might have found ourselves sick at some point. Some of us might have found ourselves in bankruptcy long ago. And finally, some of us might have been betrayed by someone close to us or a loved one. Amen. At some point. Amen. But now, let's see what God has to say in this final section, and we will wrap this evening up. Amen. It says, God called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. I'll repeat that again. It says, God called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Amen. You belong to him. You are chosen. You can believe in his goodness and walk in his wonderful light. Amen. I'm just going to touch a little bit more on that, that regardless of those evil things that have either happened in the past or might be something that happens in the future, God called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Amen. You belong to him. You are chosen, and you can believe in his goodness and walk in his wonderful light. Amen. God's not only gonna get you through unemployment or sickness, despair, bankruptcy, betrayal. No, he's gonna get you through that with his wonderful light, be right by your side. Amen. Because why? Because you belong to him, you are chosen, and he loves you. Amen. He's not going to let the darkness overwhelm you. Amen. And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, I don't know how that can be possible. Amen. The doctor gave me this report, which was not good about my health. And to be honest, I'm not an expert, but with Pastor Jesse and Pastor Rose, I've seen quite a bit of reports that the doctors give them. And I always, I've always seen it as one, they're not Christian, or they might be Christian, but basically they're in the medical field. And who is, they're going to tell you in medical terms. Amen. They're not going to tell you in spiritual terms, which is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are going to get you through whatever sickness is in your body. Amen. Because why? What is it? What did it say right here? You belong to him. You are chosen, and you can believe in his goodness and walk in his wonderful light, which is what? Healing and health in your body. Amen. the confession to wrap this up sounds like this: Father, you are good and you redeem me. You never leave me. You reserve a place for me in your eternal kingdom. You are light and there is no darkness in you. I declare that you are good tonight. Amen. I might have said that confession a little fast, but I'll read it one more time a little slower and then we'll wrap this up. Amen. It says, Father, you are good and you redeem me. You never leave me. You reserve a place for me in your eternal kingdom. You are light and there is no darkness in you. I declare that you are good tonight. Amen. Again, you are chosen, you belong to him, and he loves you, and you are able to walk in his wonderful light. Amen. Now, a little homework assignment for you. If you get a chance throughout this week or maybe even next week, amen, I don't want to put too much pressure on you because, like I said, I know a lot of you have a lot on your plate. But just take a few moments out sometime the rest of this week, maybe Saturday afternoon, and just get a pen and paper and maybe jot down 1 through 5, space them out a little bit on the paper.